September 2011, I was invited to visit the co-op in Tanner Island, in Vanuatu, and I met quite a few farmers on the island, and they really took my heart in what they do and how they process their coffee. And I thought it just, and I'd already been in coffee, well, in hospitality for over 25 years, but actually seeing the coffee at Origin with these lovely people, it just said to me, I have to try and do something with this and help these people buy their coffee and hopefully improve their lives somehow, because it is their only cash crop, and they use that to educate their children at school and buy whatever small necessities they need to live.
And direct trade is something that coffee roasters, at least here in Australia and even, you know, overseas in the US and so forth, are doing more and more of, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's such a fulfilling type of thing to do. It's you feel so good about dealing directly with these people, because you know they're getting pretty much everything you have to offer in that dollar. And it's a great way of dealing. In saying that, I mean, it's not the same all over the world. I've heard of some traders or buyers, roasters, having problems, because you've got to have a pretty good association with the people that you're dealing with. But we do have that with Vanuatu and Tanner.
When the tropical cyclone went through and absolutely devastated the island, how were you feeling?
Huh. They're like family, really. I mean, these people, when you go there, they just, they're always smiling. They never smile at you, they smile with you. They offer you anything they have available on their farms for you to eat, to drink, and they're just really beautiful people.
Aside from what we're seeing and hearing on the news and through aid agencies, Have you had any communication with the farmers on Tanner?
Unfortunately not. The last communication I had was with a farmer on Middlebush, from Middlebush, and he was helping me organise a Origin trip with the Specialty Coffee Association here in Australia. We had about 8 to 10 people organised to head over there and experience what I've experienced over the last 3 years, and introduce them to new roasters from Australia to help promote the coffee. And unfortunately, that was like a week or a week and a half before the cyclone hit, and I haven't heard anything since. And we were planning to go the first week in May, but I think we more than likely will have to postpone that, because I just don't know what sort of damage is on the ground there without finding out directly off them. It's all just news crews going in there at the moment and coming out with footage, but no real contact that I've had with the coffee farmers.
And so no real idea yet how the plantations have fared?
Not at this stage.
And so where do the green beans that you import from Tanner end up in Australia? They do go on to other roasters?
Yes, we send green bean all over Australia, regional Australia, South Australia, Victoria, up to Brisbane, and we've had inquiries from Western Australia lately.
And what is it about the Tanner coffee which makes it so unique?
Yes, that's an interesting question, because we've just won a bronze medal down at the Melbourne International Coffee Awards, and that had 60% Tanner beans in there, and as far as and it was entered in the milk-based category, so I think the actual coffee itself adds a lot of body and texture and mouthfeel to the coffee. So you're getting a real deep chocolate type drink coming out of it, pushing through the milk. So you're getting a full body flavour, which really is unique. Because of the, I believe it's because of the volcanic conditions over there. They've got the largest active volcano in the southern hemisphere, which consistently re-fertilises the soil. There's no need for any fertilizer, because it's all organic. It's grown organically. That's due to the conditions of the soil.
And is it better as a blend or as single origin?
We're achieving better results as a blend than the single origin. I think it's mainly because the coffee has so much body, and having it as a single origin doesn't achieve that real fine sweetness that you get out of some of the South American beans or African beans. It's quite full, so hence why it's achieving great results in your milk-based blended coffee. It's just cutting through and giving us a really nice flavour and full-bodied flavour.
Now, Tony, you've set aside the 1st of April for a very special fundraiser day that you've just started organising.
Yeah, I'm working on it at the moment. I've spoken to an organisation called Sticky Tickets, and they're going to help me set up a donation page. And I'm hoping to ask the coffee world and all the cafes here in Australia, New Zealand, and anywhere in the world that wants to get involved to donate $1 per cup of all their sales for each coffee on that day, April the 1st, 2015.
Okay, and so then where will the money go to? Will it go through Red Cross or those three organisations on your webpage?
We'll have to wait to see what we bring in. And yes, I will be talking to Red Cross and those organisations to donate money to them. But hopefully also we'll be able to, I want to try and get some material together and hopefully put a container together of material that will be needed on the island and send that container over and ask some builders, young builders, if they're interested to come over, or people in the coffee industry who are handy with putting buildings together, because we'd like to go over there and recreate some storage for the farmers so that we can help them reconstructing what they need.
Did we manage to get any green beans from Tanner this year in the start of their harvest?
Yes, we got a late 2014 harvest, and that's what we're carrying at the moment. We've got enough, more than likely, for about 3 to 6 months.